Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are headed into fall, and for many local 4-H'ers, fall means record book season. Many of our 4-H'ers, as they head back to school, will be busy cataloging all of the activities they've done throughout the past 4-H year into a record book that reflects their goals, accomplishments, and many achievements towards those goals throughout the past year. For all of our 4-H'ers and 4-H leaders working on completing those record books, a quick reminder that ISU Extension and Outreach in Cass County does have a great resource on our Cass County Extension webpage for folks who are looking for record book forms. You can find that by visiting our Extension homepage, and there is a link right there at the top that will take you straight to that record book resource page. From forms to a record book order, details on things that you may want to have for livestock projects and more, all of those can be found on our Extension webpage. Of course, we encourage you to give our office a call if you have any questions about those record book resources or working on a record book for the first time. We'd be more than happy to help you. Your club leaders and club members are also a great resource, and we will be having a couple record book workshops coming up here in early September. Either on the 10th or the 17th from 3 to 6 p.m., we invite you to stop by the office and get some help with those record books if you have any last-minute questions. Also, as we get into fall, it's a great time to start thinking about things in the yard. Cass County Master Gardeners are hosting a fall plant sale this year for the first time, and to get ready for that, at our August meeting, we are hosting a public program on dividing plants for fall and some other fall tasks you may want to consider around the yard. Our Master Gardener meeting is coming up next Tuesday, August 27th, at 6:30 p.m. here in the Cass County Community Center. The public is invited to this meeting for a presentation by our Master Gardeners, including tips to help you divide and transplant many of those fall perennials, and also seasonal tips for lawn and garden care. No RSVP is required. If you're interested in learning more about dividing plants for fall, you're welcome to attend that. The plant sale is set for Saturday morning, September 21st, at the Cass County Community Center in the parking lot. If you are interested in donating plants to the plant sale, you're welcome to do that. You can give the Extension office a call for more information on the types of plants you can divide and donate to the plant sale. And of course, mark your calendar for 8 a.m. on September 21st. We will be having that plant sale beginning at 8 a.m. until sold out, which usually doesn't take that long, so be sure to get here early for best selection. To give you an idea, some perennials that work well for fall dividing include daylilies, peonies, garden phlox, bleeding hearts, coneflowers, speedwell, and more. Iris and hosta can also be transplanted successfully in the fall. Keep in mind that by dividing plants when they are not flowering, all the energy can be directed to root and foliage growth and stored for the next year. Again, if you would like more information about dividing and transplanting in the fall, you're welcome to attend our Master Gardener meeting on August 27th. And if you would like to donate plants for the fall plant sale, you can either chat with a Master Gardener at that meeting or give our office a call. 243-1132. Also, a reminder that the Extension office here in Cass County is hosting a fall training for anyone wanting to be trained as a Master Gardener. More information on both the training and the fall plant sale are on the Cass County Extension website, so be sure to visit that and check out for more information. If you're interested in becoming a Master Gardener, you have until the end of this week to apply. Or if you'd like to learn more about the Cass County Master Gardener Group, you can also attend the meeting next week and learn more about what that group is doing in Cass County. The Master Gardener training sessions start Tuesday, September 3rd at the Extension office and other locations around Cass County. We'll be hosting those in multiple locations to allow hands-on learning opportunities and tours. Classes will be held each Tuesday evening in September and October from 6 to 8 p.m. So be sure and check out the schedule online and get signed up to attend the Fall Master Gardener class here in Cass County. While you're looking for things to do around the yard this fall, our yard and garden experts are talking about planting lilies. Lilies are grown from bulbs and are perennial flowers that return year after year and require minimal care if they're planted in the right place. Early fall is an excellent time to plant Asiatic, Oriental, and any garden lilies. They should be planted at a depth equal to 3 times their diameter. Container-grown lilies can also be planted in spring and summer. Plant those at the same depth as they were in the pot. Early fall, as we mentioned, is an excellent time to dig and divide lilies as well. Carefully dig the clump of lilies, separate the bulbs, and cut off the stems just above the bulbs. Replant those bulbs immediately or place them in a plastic bag containing lightly moistened potting soil or moss and place the bag in the garage or in a refrigerator. Large bulbs should be planted 4 to 6 inches deep and small bulbs can be planted 1 to 2 inches deep. Large blooms may bloom the following summer. Small bulbs may not bloom for 2 or 3 years. In general, a good spot to plant your lilies is a well-drained, slightly acidic soil in full sun, so receiving at least 6 hours of direct sun each day. There are a few varieties of lilies that prefer partial shade or more alkaline soils, but in all cases, good drainage is important as lily bulbs may rot in poorly drained or wet soil. Raised beds are a good planting option if you have a poorly drained location. As a reminder, it is also beneficial to mulch fall-planted lily bulbs with several inches of straw or pine needles after planting. It's especially true for bulbs planted late in the season. A mulch will delay the freezing of the soil, allowing the bulb's roots to grow over a longer time period. Again, that information coming from our ISU Extension Horticulture Specialists, and that and more information can be found on the ISU News website. For more information on upcoming events and activities here in Cass County through Extension, be sure to visit the Cass County Extension website. Stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.